Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, May 1st. You'll be interested to know. 94 years ago today, in 1931, the Empire State Building was dedicated in New York City. This architectural marvel, standing at 102 stories, held the title of the world's tallest building for four decades. Its completion during the Great Depression symbolized human resilience and ingenuity, inspiring generations with its grandeur and the spirit of progress it embodies. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny and it feels like 44 degrees with 4 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a sunny Thursday with temperatures reaching around 65 and a light east breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain after 4 a.m., a low of 51 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 8:45 with the high tide at 3. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 47 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies on Friday with a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms and a high near 75. Saturday brings likely showers and thunderstorms with a high near 73. Sunday has a chance of showers with partly sunny skies and a high near 63. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-50s to upper 40s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in Boston, the ongoing debate over bike lanes raises questions about aesthetics versus safety. Bicyclist Jerry Zhou, an undergraduate student at Boston University, claims he has been hit by a vehicle 4 times while cycling. Advocates argue that despite Mayor Michelle Wu's construction of around 15 miles of bike lanes, safety remains a significant concern. Critics, including businessman Jay Cashman, claim that the initiatives lack proper planning and community input. A recent Emerson College poll shows that nearly half of registered voters believe there are too many bike lanes. Now on to sports. CBS is disputing Bill Belichick's claim that a recent interview was supposed to focus solely on his new book. The segment on CBS Sunday Morning strayed into Belichick's relationship with 24-year-old Jordan Hudson. Belichick stated he had communicated that promotional interviews would only cover the book's contents, but CBS asserted there were no preconditions. The segment included moments where Hudson interjected during discussions about their relationship. Belichick acknowledged the relationship was mentioned several times, noting they had met on a flight to Palm Beach in 2021. The book releases on May 6. In local sports. Last night in Toronto, the Sox dropped a nail-biter to the Blue Jays, 7-6 in extra innings. Despite a 2-run shot from Devers and another homer by Narvaez, Boston couldn't hold the lead. Giolito's return saw him allow 3 runs over 6 innings. In the 10th, Kirk's game-winning single sealed the win for Toronto. Slayton took the loss. The Sox now hold a 17-15 record. Tonight, The Sox and Jays close out in Toronto for the rubber game of this three-game series. Tanner Houck, with a 2-1 record and a 3.57 ERA, takes on Jose Berrios. First pitch is at 7:07. In top news, a Central Florida man, Philip Seif, is suing Toyota, Progressive Insurance, and Connected Analytics Services over alleged data collection from his new car. The federal class action lawsuit, filed in Texas, claims that Seif's driving was monitored and his data sold to his insurance company without his consent. Attorney John Yanchunis stated, "The problem with the premise is the consumer is unaware it is happening." In 2022, Toyota claimed that its monitoring system would help drivers save money on insurance. Cybersecurity expert Alan Crowitz emphasized that data is money, urging drivers to review their vehicle's user agreements for data collection details. In business news, Slate Auto has confirmed that it will build its $20,000 electric truck at a retrofitted printing shop in Warsaw, Indiana. The factory, which spans 1.4 million square feet, will eventually produce 150,000 trucks annually. This ultra-bare-bones vehicle features a range of 150 miles, lacking amenities like a touchscreen and paint to keep costs low. Slate aims to employ 2,000 people at the facility, which previously closed in September 2023. Production is scheduled to begin in the fourth quarter of 2026, with a focus on using domestic suppliers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at $95,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just over $1,800. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 0.5% to 8 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Recent research reveals the extraordinary event of a 5.3-million-year-old flood that shaped the Mediterranean Sea. 6 million years ago, tectonic activity isolated the Mediterranean from the Atlantic, leading to a significant evaporation period. The flood, known as the Zanclean Megaflood, occurred when mountains sank, allowing water to surge into the basin at astonishing speeds of 72 miles per hour. This flood transformed the region, triggering earthquakes and creating massive waterfalls 30 times taller than Niagara. While marine life struggled to adapt, the Mediterranean eventually evolved into a biodiversity hotspot, teaching us vital lessons about environmental change. And in entertainment news, in the first trailer for The Smashing Machine, Dwayne Johnson undergoes a dramatic transformation, portraying UFC legend Mark Kerr. This biopic, directed by Benny Safdie, marks his solo directorial debut. The cast also features Emily Blunt as Kerr's wife, along with Baz Rutten, Lindsay Gavin, and Oleksandr Usyk. Johnson previously expressed his desire to work with Safdie, emphasizing the importance of authentic and raw storytelling. Kerr, a mixed martial artist from 1997 to 2009, won 4 world championships and was the focus of a 2002 HBO documentary. The Smashing Machine hits theaters on October 3rd. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, Our quote comes from the Lebanese-American poet and philosopher, Khalil Gibran. And he said, "Trust in dreams, for in them is hidden the gate to eternity." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.